I think Come and See has two sides of it, because part of it's like, look what God has done in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my song too, you know? But the reality is Come and See, I wrote for my sister, who's, you know, been in this drug addiction for 17 years.
Yeah.
And she'd been on this journey up and down for what feels like forever. 12 months ago, we wrote the song Come and See. I remember getting off a phone call with her that was super, super hard. And she mm-hmm. was crying. And she just kept telling me, give me a reason. Tell me there's a reason I should go into this rehab and I should get help again. Because just tell me, is Jocelyn ever going to love me again? Is my daughter mm-hmm. ever going to love me again? Like, and all these things. And here I am bawling. I'm crying my eyes out. And I just keep telling her, Amy, there is purpose on your life. The fact that you're even talking to me right now, there's still breath in those lungs. There's a reason.
Right.
And I remember hanging up the phone and I walked right into the studio and we wrote this song. The co-writers were like, what do you want to write about? I said, you know what? I've been writing my sister's songs. I think this album is going to be called The Songs I Wrote for Her.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. I don't have a song yet for her, for the future version of her.
Mm-hmm.
I need to write her a song that will be the testimony of her life when she's finally free. That she can tell the whole world, come and see what God's done.
Right.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to cry.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay.
It's so hard to like really believe
yeah.
that could be, mm-hmm. you know, that she could actually be free, because I was a child when she got addicted to drugs and I have known no other version of her than that version.
Right.
And I'm so sorry. And we went into the studio to write and I remember thinking, man, she's going to, my I believe it, but at the same time, it was hard to believe, you mm-hmm. know? And so we wrote it in faith. What I didn't know was that God was turning it around so quickly. We wrote the song 12 months ago. My sister has been, she's been free and clean and sober for 10 months.
Praise
now.
God. Praise God.
And she's on fire for Jesus. And it's just incredible. So it's Amy's song. It's my sister's song. But it's anybody's song that's listening to it that's ever been through something incredibly tough. They would have never been able to get on the other side without the hand of God. And if you've ever been through a place where you can testify that God brought me through, this is your song to tell the world, come and see what my God has done. Ever since I met Amazing Grace, everything has changed. So, yeah.
Amen. I can feel your heart right through the right through the phone. I mean, Jeremy, thank you for your humbleness. Thank you for your transparency. Thank you for sharing your testimony. Wow. You know, when I say I want our listeners to get to know the artists we play here on Proclaim FM, I think you just encompassed it all. You gave us exactly what we needed. You know, a great testimony, but just a faith builder, an encouragement to keep walking it out and keep trusting God for some of those, what we call impossible situations, things that we've been praying for that we haven't seen the answers yet to, that just to keep trusting and hoping. And then, like you have done every step of the way, and I'm sure, just like all of us, we probably stumble here and there, but you have listened to God, yeah. the voice of God, and took steps that you wouldn't have chosen yeah. on your own. And so
exactly.
thank you for that.